Beverly Burke, what's going on?
Yes, the U.S. Supreme Court says that Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, is unconstitutional. The Defense of Marriage Act restricted federal marriage benefits to heterosexual couples. It was challenged on the basis that it denied equal protection under the law. Again, the U.S. Supreme Court has extended federal benefits, though, to same-sex couples by striking down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, called DOMA. We are getting some reactions on this, and we will follow that up in our later newscast. But again, right now, the U.S. Supreme Court says the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. We return now to your report. Mark, I tell you, this was something that we were standing by, and it just came down.
Thank you so much, Beverly. Appreciate the report, and then we'll also wait to see what happens with the Prop 8 that's going to be coming down today as well from the Supreme Court. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. We are going to all the breaking news and happening today. We're trying to cover as much as we can for all of you during the course of this time. We have with us right now Felipe Souza Rodriguez, who is the Get Equal co-director. Get Equal plays a key role in organizing local responses to Supreme Court decisions on marriage equality. Felipe, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So we have one decision in on DOMA. What are your thoughts? What does this mean?
Well, this is, you know, the highest court in the land has finally said what same-sex couples have been saying for years. We are the same, and we have, and we deserve the same rights. What they basically said is that DOMA infringes on the constitutional rights of people of same-sex couples. It's an amazing accomplishment. We now we'll have more than 1,000 rights that we didn't have before.
So we're still waiting for the decision to come down on whether or not Proposition 8 was constitutional in California, the referendum that banned marriage between same-sex couples in California. But if they say that it's unconstitutional, the dovetailing of these two is hugely significant, can change the landscape of America in profound ways.
Well, yes, if Prop 8 is unconstitutional, and if that's what the court decides, then we will have marriage equality in every state in the U.S., depending on what type of decision they will have. But right now, what we know for sure is for those couples that are already married in states that have marriage equality, is that we'll have federal rights, which is something that didn't exist before.
So what's your sense of looking at the Supreme Court argument, since you all follow this so closely, what might be happening on the other decision?
Nobody really knows. It's really hard to predict. You know, we had some really negative positions yesterday with the Voting Rights Act.
Yes, right.
And we don't know, right? It's impossible. At this point, I don't even know what to predict from them anymore. But today is a day to celebrate while we figure out what to do in order to repair some of the damage made by the decision on the Voting Rights Act yesterday.
So tell me what beyond what people think might happen in the military and other places in the federal government, what does this decision on DOMA mean for gay and lesbian couples across America? What effect will it have on your lives, on people's lives?
Well, it will have a profound effect. So, for instance, I mean, like one of the classic examples is for immigration. So, if someone is married to a person from another country and they are from the opposite sex, that person, the U.S. citizen, would have the right to sponsor their spouse for immigration.
Wow.
So they can live together in the United States. That was a right that same-sex couples didn't have. So what would happen is that every time that somebody will fall in love with an immigrant, they will be separated by immigration. So today is a day that we know for sure that that's not going to happen anymore, which is an amazing thing. Or usually same-sex couples pay about $3,000 more on taxes than our straight counterparts. And the reason why is because we can't file together as a couple. Now we'll be able to do that. So there is all these different, also another one is when people pass away, usually you will get taxed on the inheritance of your spouse, which is something that our straight counterparts don't have to worry about because, you know, properties are considered equal, right? Like when you're married to someone and
right.
and that's going to end as well. So there's all these things, people who people who have children will have more security for their children. It's easier to adopt because our marriage will be recognized federally. There is all these different aspects of a person's life, of a couple's life, right? Because what happens is, everyone knows this, when someone decides to get married, that's a decision to be united, to love your partner for the rest of your life. But how can you build your life if you don't have the right to stay together?
So, pardon me, would that mean, for argument's sake, let's say that if a couple married in Maryland, but they lived in another state, does that mean they would be able to get the same benefits, like Social Security benefits if someone dies? Does that follow?
Well, looking at the type of argument that the Supreme Court has given, we'll find out more about it later, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When people have more time to analyze everything. But looking at what Supreme Court says, it looks like that's what's going to happen, because they chose... They did not choose a state right, to repeal DOMA through a state right lenses, but rather on an equal protection lens. They said that, the government does not have the right to discriminate against people.
And so the bottom line is, it means that same-sex married couples will now be eligible for well over 1,000 federal rights and responsibilities that come with marriage. So you may not
exactly.
You might get married in Maryland or New York, and your marriage will not be recognized in Ohio. But wherever you are, you're going to get the same federal benefits that a heterosexual couple gets. That's what this means.
This is what it means. This is what it looks like right now. I have to read the entire 20 pages, which I have not read.
Wait, Felipe, you haven't read it yet? No, I'm just kidding.
No, right? It just came out. But looking at what I saw so far, that's what it looks like.
So this is hugely significant. This also could have an effect on this state by state battle over marriage, over same sex marriage, and it could have an effect, though with a fairly conservative Congress, I doubt there'll be a federal law passed that allows it.
Well, yeah, we don't know exactly what's going to happen right now, but we do see, that the Supreme Court has finally sided with same-sex couples, something that we've been saying for years, that we are equal, that people who are U.S. citizens should be treated like any other U.S. citizen and should have their equal rights protected. Our Constitution is very clear about these things, and I'm glad that the Supreme Court has sided with, is in the right side of history, today. They weren't yesterday, but they are today.
Well, it is complex in that way, and I think that one of the dangers here is that we don't allow these kind of decisions to separate to separate the struggles of people in America for a better America. So it doesn't separate communities of color from gay and lesbian communities, no matter who they are. The battles, the battles are tied, and sometimes we can let these things become very different over issues like this.
Yeah, I think that what we're looking at is the Supreme Court has decided to make a lot of decisions that affect a lot of quote-unquote minorities, right? We heard decisions around indigenous sovereignty. We heard about the Voting Rights Act, affirmative action.
Right.
A lot of issues that really has a huge effect in people's lives, everyday lives, right? I live in Florida, and down here in Florida, I was a witness to the eight-hour lines in 2012. I saw it. And I know for a fact that we need the Voting Rights Act here, as we need it in most of the South still. We're going to have to fight back. We're going to have to make sure, because the right to vote is very important for marriage equality as well. As we have seen, these battles have been fought in the states. So if our allies are not allowed to vote or have a hard time voting, we're less likely to get our rights back. It affects everyone in the end. All of these issues intersect.
No, they do. And I think this is a huge, huge decision, and I too am looking forward to kind of see what the fine print is. But we will kind of We can do that tomorrow on our program when somebody else from the organization is joining us as well. Just very quickly, before we go to check on the Bradley Manning trial, very quickly, what was the vote? How did it come down? Who was the five? Who was the four? Do we know that?
I can tell you right now. So there were, it was a 5-4. That's what I had seen. I did not see who was the people who voted against, the people who voted for it. Okay, so Robert Scalia dissents. So there's a few others that Kennedy was the one that tipped.
He's the one who tipped the balance.
Well,
so we will get into this in greater depth tomorrow on our show as our opening segment tomorrow on Thursday. I want to thank Felipe Souza Rodriguez, who is a Get Equality co-director, and Get Equality Again plays a key role in organizing local responses to Supreme Court decisions on marriage equality. Felipe, take care. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
It's good to have you with us. And we will be covering this in greater depth. And if the next decision comes down before the hour is out, we will come back to let you know more. Maybe get Felipe back on to talk about what it means if Proposition 8 is upheld or not. We'll be looking at that as well. That should be coming down today as well, we think.